Republicans can either look at Galloway's resignation as a case of good timing or bad. On the one hand, the state Senate had already adjourned its regular session. And Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says who controls the Senate going forward was always going to be decided by which party wins this summer's recall elections and the regular elections in November.
Based on that, we'll see who has control of the Senate after that. I'm hopeful it's the Republicans, obviously.
Fitzgerald says he served in a Senate split down the middle before. Given that dynamic and the timing of everything else, he says the chamber probably won't be passing anything.
Yeah, I don't anticipate there'll be any legislative action over the next couple months.
But the implications of that could be huge. A federal court has yet to rule on Republican-drawn redistricting maps. If it finds the maps unconstitutional, it could send them back to the legislature. But on that issue and others, Democratic Senate Leader Mark Miller says his party would have to be consulted.
We would have to agree to it in order for it to go forward. So it does change the dialogue. It does require us to have agreement before we go forward, which has been a dramatic change from what we've done so far.
Whether or not that happens, all Senate committees will now be split down the middle with Republicans and Democrats. The Government Accountability Board says Galloway's recall will go forward. Wausau Representative Donna Seidel is still running for Democrats. Marathon Representative Jerry Petrowski could run for Republicans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.